from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Don't touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Morning Shift rolls on here on this beautiful, is it still beautiful outside? Friday morning, a little bit overcast. No big deal.
It's kind of regular morning, it looks like.
It absolutely poured up in Sandy Springs yesterday, but Bo ended up getting his golf round in last night. Got a second place finish for MGA.
That's right. We took home more money than we walked in with. That's what matters.
What was the best part of your game last night? Chipping.
My putting.
Your putting?
My putter was on fire. I made.
Real Scotty Cameron was locked in.
I made about three putts that either saved par or gave us a net bird. But then my pitching wedge at the end of the day was the one that came in on a little par three.
Those are the sultry sounds of Bo Squid Billy Morgan. Also flanking my right is Fox 5's Kelly Price. She's been hanging out with us all day, doing a great job. Love hearing from her and getting to know her. So hopefully we haven't scared you off just yet.
No, yeah. Still here.
Easy peasy. So we're going to bring in our own Grant McCauley. And Grant, first of all, I want to know what your thoughts were on the All-Star game. I know that viewership was down a little bit. A lot of people saying they need to do this, they need to do that. I still love the All-Star game like I always have, Grant. I love watching it.
Yeah, I mean, the game itself, I don't think is really the question. It's of all the major All-Star games or, you know, exhibitions meant to pit the best of all the major sports, I think baseball is the one that feels the most normal. Like, guys are still doing the pretty much exact same things they would be doing otherwise. They're just playing a lot less during the game. That's pretty much the only big change. If you're asking me what needs to change and what I would love to see go away, it's those hideous uniforms that Nike has unveiled the last few years. These may be the worst of the bunch, and I would love to, you know, go to the All-Star game in Atlanta this coming year and see all these teams back in their normal uniforms, because I felt like that was such a unique showcase for really what was truly the All-Stars of all the teams. Now imagine them all playing together. That had the look and the feel of it. Whatever they've been doing does not have the look and the feel of anything, and I can't imagine it's moving the needle as far as sales are concerned.
But Grant, I don't even understand the colors they're using. Like, the colors don't even make sense. They don't go align with anything in National American League.
No, they don't. And while some of the design elements, you know, in terms of the overall text and the sleeves, it looks like some of those old school, maybe barnstorming uniforms from back in the 20s and 30s. Still, the colors, to your point, are absolutely hideous. I mean, the National League basically looked like they were wearing Marlins colors, and the American League looked like they just got whatever was left in the factory. And that's just, it shouldn't be that way.
Oh, that is such a fair point. But talking about the Braves going back to their usual uniforms that we're going to see here in Atlanta, Grant, what are some reasons for Braves fans to be optimistic about this second half, especially offensively? Because we've seen you know, we've talked about the numbers and how different this offense looks compared to this time last year. What are some reasons for fans to not panic and be positive going into the second half?
Yeah, and I think we've all tried to, in different ways, you know, figure it out. Like, why is this offense, which, you know, did bring back the majority of the same cast that was so incredible last year, not even really coming close to scratching the surface of that kind of production? And, you know, I've talked to a lot of the guys, I know you have as well, and in Austin Riley right before the All-Star break, and I had this interview on From the Diamond, which you can find in the archives wherever you get your podcasts. And he said, look, we care so much. Everybody wants to be the guy that gets the hit, that turns that game around, that turns that, you know, maybe that series, maybe the season. Like, there's just too much pressure going into it. And I do feel like, and I've said this seemingly for 2.5 months now, so at the risk of repeating myself, it's a lineup that's too talented to continue the way that it did for much of the first half. You're finally going to, I think, have the opportunity to get a healthy Michael Harris back in the near future. That's going to help. And, of course, the trade deadline's out there looming. And I can't imagine Alex Anthopoulos hasn't watched the same thing we all have and thought, how can I find a way to upgrade this offense? But some of that is obviously going to be tied to other guys stepping back into their norms. And I think at the front of that line right now, it's got to be Matt Olson. You need a big second half from him. That would help drive this offense to the next level.
Well, that's exactly where I wanted to go, Grant. You had a phenomenal tweet Sunday, and just like it would play out, you say that, hey, Matt Olson, you give his production. You said essentially he's giving you one RBI a week, and you need more from your, what, four-hole hitter. And on cue, yeah, Matt Olson gets a single in between the short and second and gets an RBI. But what do you do? Like, do you move Matt Olson down, maybe play around with that spot and put maybe Austin Riley? What do you do with Matt Olson, because to get him clicking?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think that really, if you're going to move them at this point, obviously they've hoped that by keeping, and I know Brian Snitker has said this and maybe taken some heat in certain circles or subsets of the fandom, obviously. Well, it's not working. You got to change something. But changing things around doesn't necessarily, while the optics might say every once in a while, hey, they had a good game, I've seen them change things, and they have a good game or two, and then the next week is kind of more of the same, and then it gets changed back, and then maybe they go on a run for a couple of weeks. I just see, there's no predicting that in baseball. It doesn't really change what the object is when he goes up there. He's not going to think, oh, you know, it's so much easier to be the sixth place hitter because now I don't have to care as much. It just, it's never going to work that way. And this is a guy that you are counting on and has proven himself as a run producer. So I don't think it's taken him out of all the featured spots, but you saw what happened with Austin. Just dropping him down to five, maybe switching him with Marcel, having that opportunity for Ozuna and Austin to hit back-to-back might be useful for a while in the same way that Riley and Olson have been in the last couple of years. But I don't know that there's one big answer other than Matt Olson figuring it out. And I think he's shown that even though he's gone through some long, you know, valleys, that he always seems to come out the other side. And he's usually got a hot streak or two up his sleeve as well. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, baseball is a long grind, and there are a ton of cliches that go with that. I'm going to spare you all of those this morning. But I will go back to saying some of these guys, including Matt Olson, are far better players than they've shown in the numbers in the first half.
Hanging out with Grant McCauley, 92.9 Braves insider. And, Grant, I want to talk a little bit about tonight at least, Spencer Schwellenbach. And I guess my question around Schwellenbach is, you know, throughout the first half, and at least before we saw Schwellenbach, because you'd have guys called up, Bryce Elder would call up and go back down, A.J. Smith-Shaw would call up, go back down. Schwellenbach seems to me like a guy, though, that maybe at this point has earned the right to stick around for a majority of the second half, if not throughout the second half. And, you know, let's see what we got going into next year.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly has continued to, I guess, hit renew on that opportunity. And that's something that has to do with a variety of factors, including some other guys getting hurt and not performing. Obviously, the need that the Braves have felt to, you know, have somebody that gives them some continuity at the back end of that rotation. Because even without Spencer Strider, you look at what Chris Sale and Ronaldo Lopez have brought in, what Max Fried has done. Charlie Morton is certainly serviceable. If that's your top, you're in a pretty good spot. But it seems like the fifth was really going to be the challenge for Atlanta. And Schwellenbach's been one of the pleasant surprises of this year. I am interested to see how he gets used over the course of the next couple of months, because he came into the season, I believe, with 65 professional innings. I don't know how far they want to push him beyond that, and I'm not saying that there's a number where they just shut him down, but I do think that they at least are going to be cognizant of what they're doing and assess it going throughout the second half. And I know Brian Snitker said before with Spencer Strider and others, we're not doing pitch counts, or excuse me, we're not doing innings limits. We are just going to manage this as we go and see how he's feeling as you go through, because there's no empirical evidence that innings limits work anyway. So that, I would say, is the only thing I'm just intrigued to see. And, you know, as you look at a strength being the rotation, would Alex Anthopoulos want to double down and maybe this is the year he goes and gets another starter that he envisions getting October innings, especially if he can't find the right trade for the right bat? Why not add strength to a strength? And I think Alex has shown he's willing to do that and willing to explore that in the past.
Well, and Grant, what do you think they're going to do with guys like A.J. Smith-Shawver? Ian Anderson has made a couple rehab starts, and he's going to be coming back. Mm-hmm. What do they kind of do with those guys?
I think that that could play into their strategy that has been to try to get those extra days for Ronaldo Lopez and Chris Sale in particular. And there are obviously their off days built into the schedule where it can work itself out. But then you go through a stretch of, you know, 10 days, maybe a couple of weeks at times where you don't have those, and you make that move and bring in another starter. I think we could start to see that, particularly on the other side of the trade deadline. But I'm also not going to rule out the fact that some of these nice trade chips, including maybe a guy like A.J. Smith-Shawver, could be somebody that could go in a package to get the Braves something they need. And it's not just him. I mean, there are obviously a lot of prospects in the minors that other teams might look to, they'll ask for if the Braves want to make a big impact trade. But that kind of arm would attract some serious attention. But if he stays around, I think it's just finding ways to utilize him to keep the whole group clicking the way that they have in the first half.
Grant, I'm going to ask you the question that might put you on the spot a little bit, and it's just one that people ask me, and I don't really 100% know the answer because of how many close races there are for wild card spots. But give me a name or two, if you can, that you think could be out there that could come here as far as another bat/corner outfielder, because – I know one that you're not high on has been mentioned, which is Tommy Pham, but is there anybody, you know, is a Charlie Blackmon type of guy, like a reality?
No, I don't think Charlie Blackman's going anywhere just based on the fact that, you know, he's affordable, and I just see him as a lifetime Rocky, and I just don't know that they're motivated to move him. I know he went to Georgia Tech, so that, there is that tie, but I would be a little bit more surprised by that. The hard part is, like, you look up and down the wild card standings, and there are, on any given day, nearly 10 National League teams, or at least seven, let's say that, that are in line for or in shouting distance of that final wild card spot. And the next 10 or so days, some of those teams are going to have to decide, are we buyers or are we sellers? Are we just going to stand pat, which will also affect the trade market because it takes players off the board that might have normally been available or might have become available in August if we still had the waiver trades, which baseball does not have anymore. So I hate to give you an I don't know kind of answer. I feel like they need more than just a fourth outfielder slash DH type. But what's the choice going to be? What are the teams that are going to decide to sell? And are some of these teams that are within two or three games just going to say, we just can't send this message to our fan base that we were within a couple of games of October and punted the season with 2 months to go? Even if it is the rat race, that it's a wild card, you kind of owe it to yourself to find out, I think.
No, you're absolutely right. That's why I apologize to ask you, but I needed to ask, because people ask me, I'm like, I don't know. Charlie Blackman? And you're like, no, that's not going to happen.
Jazz, but, Chisholm, I don't know.
But it's just so hard this year. I feel like it's why I got so frustrated in May when people were like, make a move now. And I'm like, for what?
Right.
Yeah. Grant, where can we find From the Diamond this week?
Yeah, you'll be able to find me on Sunday right here on 92.9 The Game from 5 to 7. We'll unpack the MLB draft, the Braves draft class, and, of course, start counting down to the trade deadline, because it's going to get very interesting, I think. Or is it going to be less interesting because a bunch of teams decide that they just can't afford to let pieces go? We'll talk about all that. It's From the Diamond. It's 5 to 7 on Sunday and wherever you get your podcasts.
There you got it. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so coming up next, we'll talk a little bit about Dabo Swinney and what he is fearful about moving forward in college football with NIL. We also have A Life of Squid.
Yeah, we're going to get a little MGA recap if you haven't heard what went down last night, and a little bit of new ballpark food. You know, I like talking ballpark. I like talking food. I think it's gross, man.
The one you showed me, I think it's gross.
I'm not a fan. There's a couple.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The morning shift rolls on. Be right back in just a minute here on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.